Right now, the main thing we're doing is to offer our thoughts and prayers to those who've been impacted, making sure that we're joining together and pulling together as a country. As President of the United States, but also as a father, I'm spending a lot of time just thinking about the families and reaching out to them.
With regard to Congresswoman Gifford's recovery, at this phase in the game, no change is good, and we have no change. That is to say, she's still following those basic commands. On top of that, the CAT scans are showing that there is no progression of that swelling. We're not out of the woods yet. That swelling can sometimes take 3 days or 5 days to maximize, but every day that goes by and we don't see an increase, we're slightly more optimistic. And so with that in mind, I think we are going to proceed over the next few days to see how she does.
This is the epicenter of misery right now in the Southeast, and that's the Atlanta-Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. Take a look. This is the departure board. This is just for Delta. And as you can see, if you're a passenger coming in to check your flight, well, there's a lot of red letter canceled up there. In fact, flight after flight after flight is canceled. Although there is one peculiarity. If you really want to get out of here and get away from it all, the flight to Anchorage, Alaska is actually boarding. Go figure that one. The terminal here is packed with people wherever you can find space, wherever you can find a plug, because that's where your computer and entertainment system goes.
Вот ещё.